540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm John Scott. Stuart J. Waddles is away today. A Union Grove man convicted in March of election fraud and identity theft was sentenced yesterday afternoon to 3 years of probation after a Racine County jury found that he used the state's online voting system to request absentee ballots in the names of two elected officials without their permission. As conditions of his probation, Harry Waite was ordered not to make threats of physical harm to election officials. The UW Board of Regents is set to vote this week on a 2% tuition increase across the university system. The board says the additional revenue would go toward university operations, including utilities, facility maintenance, employee salaries and benefits, and student services. Under the proposed increase, annual in-state tuition at UW-Madison would rise to just over $12,400. At UW-Milwaukee, the new rate would come in at just over $11,100. The Board of Regents is scheduled to meet Wednesday and Thursday of this week in Milwaukee, where the vote is expected to take place. Wisconsin Bike Week is underway, and organizers say there's something for everyone, no matter how often you ride. The statewide celebration highlights the health, recreational, and practical benefits of getting around on a bike. Communities across Wisconsin are hosting group rides, family events, commuter challenges, and advocacy efforts throughout the week. Organizers say the event is open to cyclists of all experience levels, from daily commuters to those just getting back in the saddle. And that's your local update. It's all news all morning. 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Immigration advocates are pushing to prevent separations like the one that recently uprooted a Wisconsin family and forced them to move out of the U.S. The American Immigration Council's Nanaya Gupta says current policies have eroded trust, and her team's proposal would restore credibility and humanity to ICE enforcement.
We urge leaders to act on these reforms because it is this part of the immigration system that has been weaponized against immigrants, American communities, and core tenets of our democracy.
The council wants immigration judges to be able to impose alternative penalties to deportation, like fines, community service, or probation for minor violations. Wisconsin Bike Week is underway, and organizers say there's something for everyone, no matter how often you ride. The statewide celebration highlights the health, recreational, and practical benefits of getting around by bike. Communities across Wisconsin are hosting group rides, family-friendly events, commuter challenges, and advocacy efforts throughout the week. Organizers say the event is open to cyclists of all experience levels, from daily commuters to those just getting back in the saddle. President Donald Trump is heading to Wisconsin this Friday, his first visit to the state during his second term. Trump will travel to Chippewa County, where White House officials say he will speak about efforts to lower costs for American families, open new trade markets, and reduce federal regulations. He's also expected to promote the creation of Rural Opportunity Zones, a program offering tax incentives for investment in rural communities. And on June 13th and 14th, the Democratic Party of Wisconsin will host its 2026 state convention at Monona Terrace in Madison. Democrats from across the state will come together to hear from Democratic leaders, attend training sessions and caucuses, and conduct official party business. Wisconsin's Republican Party held their 2026 state convention back in May. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
Another win for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. Another early start leads to an 8-3 Brewers victory over the San Francisco Giants. Christian Yelich, Jackson Chourio drawing walks. Then Jake Bowers at bat in the bottom of the first.
Bowers had tried to center. Back it goes. It is gone. A three-run homer for Bowers. That's number 10.
Back-to-back changeups and a fastball down the middle, and he didn't miss it.
Jake Bowers on a tear.
Bowers leads the team in home runs this season. Pat Murphy.
His at-bats today weren't the best. You know what I mean? His first one was Fantastic.
Game 3 of the 4-game series tonight in Milwaukee. NFL, Josh Jacobs back at Packers OTAs.
He'll be out there today.
Has any of that been a distraction, or is it?
I would say business as usual.
That's head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Borbins. A warmer day today with mostly sunny skies, high temperatures in the mid to upper 70s. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the upper 50s. Even warmer on Thursday with mostly sunny skies, high temps in the mid 80s.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.